Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting? With our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter. Only on Fox 103.
Well, as promised, we're going to try and get on the horn right now with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle and see how the fishing's been around Little Bay to Knock.
Babe.
Hey, Chris, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show. How are you?
All right.
Thought I'd give you a call. I didn't even get a chance to talk to you last week to find out what's happening.
Well, it's been fairly decent down here.
Good.
Yeah. Big thing going right now is the walleye fishing. They are getting some fish within Little Bay to Knock itself. Mostly, your basic crawler harness fishing, just the basic run-of-the-mill stuff. But heading south of Escanaba, down south of the Ford River, between the Ford River and Cedar River, basically. The bite has been really good down there for numbers of fish and quality of fish.
Really?
Daytime, they're mostly pulling crawler harnesses, using inline weights and fishing with them suspended.
Okay.
A few guys are pulling them off of bottom bouncers, too. But the best bite has been at sunset and after dark, trolling with crankbaits and anywhere from 15 to 30 feet of water.
Oh, really? Is that because of the south winds we've had, or what do you think, or just the time of year?
It's just something that always kind of goes every year. Normally, it gets started by early to mid-August, but, everything's running 2 to 3 weeks behind normal this year, so it's really just kind of been getting going here over the last week or two.
Okay. Yeah. What any type of crankbait in particular is working better than another, or color?
Far and away, our best-selling baits right now are the deep-diving reef runners. Anything in purple has been working really good. They do have one. It's called Purple Barely Naked. It's a purple bait with a reflective insert in the middle. That far and away has been our best seller, and it actually catches fish, too.
From Reef Runner?
Yeah.
Wow. Reef Runner Purple Barely Naked.
Yeah.
All right, got it. What else is happening around Little Bay to Knock? Have you heard anything about salmon around river mouths or anything?
It's been really goofy this year. Normally, you could set the calendar that there's going to be fish in the Ford River between September 7th and September 10th, and we've yet to see a single fish in there yet. Water in the river is still like 73 degrees, so they're going to be running behind normal just like everything else. A few people have been going out off the Ford River can. They're getting some fish out there, but they're little guys. I was actually out there last night myself. Marked lots of fish, lots of bait, and all we managed to catch was two little shakers.
Wow.
So it's an option, but it's not a really good option right now.
We need some rain, don't we?
Yes, we need some rain and some little bit cooler normal September weather would help a lot, but definitely the rain would be a big key there.
Huh. All right, Chris, well, thank you so much. Anything else you want to throw in?
I think that's about it for right now.
It's good. That's a good walleye fishing report.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Chris, from Bayview Bait and Tackle. You have a good week.
You too.
Take care. And this is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.